Would you like to look for a needle in a haystack?
Would you like to win valuable prizes while having fun? Okay, then, take it from there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the American Broadcasting Company brings you radio's new Prize and Surprise show, Take It From There. And here is the man who's all set to take it from there, 260 pounds of him, Mike Roy!
Thank you, John M. Kennedy, and hiya, gang. This is your blue-eyed boy, rugged Michael Roy, protecting arm and guiding life of the working girl. Radio's happy little multitude, that's right. We're glad you joined our Take It From There party. The show is just what the name implies. We present the beginning of a situation and then some volunteer for fun from our studio audience takes it from there. Okay, John, we're all set, so let's meet the people.
Well, Mike, here are two ladies who were impartially selected by a serviceman from our studio audience before we went on the air. First, Mrs. Jacobson and Mrs. Williams.
Mrs. Jacobson, where are you from, please?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to Take It From There in California. What's the wrong with California? Everyone from Brooklyn seems to find fault with any place except Brooklyn. Am I right in that?
No.
You like California very much. Come right in close and tell us
about
it.
Thank you.
That's good.
Very nice. It's my first trip.
It's what?
My first trip, and I wish I could stay here.
Oh, sure. Well, come on out and stay. And Mrs. Williams, where are you from?
From Los Angeles.
You're from L.A., I see. And what's your profession? You're a housewife, Mrs. Williams?
Housewife.
What do you do for a living, Mrs. Jacobson?
Housewife.
You're a housewife, too. Oh, wonderful. Well, every week on Take It From There, two ladies prove that it is possible to actually find needles in haystacks, you see. Tonight, you are the lucky lady. We have on either side of the stage two haystacks. Now, one is red, the other is white. Now, right in full view of the audience, my assistants are hiding needles in the hay, you see. Don't peek now, girls. Just keep looking right where you are. There are 16 needles in all, 8 in each stack. Now, 14 of the needles are silver and 2 are gold. Each one of you will have a gold needle. Now, to the one finding the gold needle first will go $25 in cash. And for each silver needle you find, you will receive a beautiful gift. Now, to the one who has found the most needles by the end of the program will go a special grand prize. Now, how many prizes is possible for you to take home with you, Mrs. Williams? How many think you can win?
Oh, probably 4.
You think that's about all? What do you think you could win, Mrs. Jacobson?
Well, I'll go 3.
You're going to go 3. Well, don't forget, keep fighting for the big one there. It's possible for one of you to walk away with $25 in cash, 7 gorgeous gifts, and a grand prize. And the other one to take with her 8 gorgeous gifts plus the grand prize, you see? Because we have duplicate awards on the grand prizes and cases of ties. Now, does that sound like those needles are worth looking for, ladies?
Sir,
well, you don't sound very enthusiastic. Step right up and say, certainly.
Oh, certainly.
That's it, certainly. That's what I was waiting for. Well, I'll tell you what. Mrs. Jacobson, you take the white haystack on the right, and whenever you find a needle, you ring this bell. And when you find a needle in your haystack over there on the red one, you blow this horn. All right. Remember, ring the bell or blow the horn whenever you find a needle. Then you go right on looking for more needles. We'll be over to award the prizes as soon as possible. Okay, head for the haystacks and take it from there.
Michael Roy, this is Mr. C.A. Larson.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Larson?
How are you?
Good to see you, sir. Larson. Are you from the state up north, no doubt?
Oh, from Minnesota.
Yes, sure, Minnesota. That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, you bet your life.
Well, my mother's name was Bostrom. That's why I can use that corny dialect and get away with myself. All right with you?
Sure.
Wonderful. Can you say 777,777 in Swedish for me?
That's
what I want. Ah, wonderful. Well, now, Mr. Larson, what's your profession, by the way?
I'm an accountant, I think.
You're an accountant. You keep care of figures.
Yeah.
Things like that. Well, you've heard Tom Brenneman's Breakfast in Hollywood, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mr. Larson, you've heard the lady shriek when Tom tried on one of those silly Brenneman hats. Well, I wonder how you'd look in one of those silly Brenneman hats, Mr. Larson.
Well, I imagine I'd take it pretty good.
Well, tonight we're going to find out. We want you, Mr. Larson, to leave the studio and go across the street to Tom Brenneman's Rabbinery over there. Want you to go inside, look around, then pick out what you think is the silliest looking hat in the whole place. You think you can do that, do you?
Oh, sure.
Say 777,777 in Swedish again.
By
gosh, you got it again. Archie. Now we want you to go over to Bredeman's, as we said, and you tell the lady wearing the hat that you've always had an ambition to try on a lady's hat in Brenneman's Beanery. Now, you've come all the way to Hollywood just to do that, you tell this lady, you see. Well, then you try on the hat, and you bring the lady back to the studio with you, if she'll come. Now, that'll depend on you. You think you can do that, Mr. Larson?
Well, I'll try.
Why, sure, we know you can. We have confidence in you, you see. Now, if Tom Brenneman can do it, you can do it. That's what we say. And by the way, Mr. Larson, we want you to wear that hat across Sunset Boulevard and back to the studio when you come. Okay, say 777,777 again. Okay, Mr. Larson, you have the instructions. Take it from there. Off you go. We'll see you later. Well, neither one of our haystack ladies have met with any successes yet. They're both looking in the hay, but they have found no needle. So, John, what have we got coming up now?
Well, Mike, I don't exactly know. Do you have any idea what happened to Mr. Tarshis and Mr. Hamwartz?
Well, sure I do. We sent them off to get dressed, or rather undressed. Come on out of the wings now, fellas, and here they come. They're in their red flannel underwear. Right over here, fellas. It's Mr. Herman Tarshis, is that right?
That's right.
And Mr. Sherman Hamwartz, is
that's
that
right? That's correct.
Mr. Hamwartz and Mr. Tarshis. Where are you from, Mr. Heimwitz?
Well, originally from Jersey City.
There's somebody else from Jersey City out there. Lots of neighbors and friends in our audience tonight. Mr. Tarshis, where are you from?
I originally came from New York City.
I see. What do you do out here, Mr. Heimwitz?
I go to school.
I see. What kind of school?
It's a radio school.
Mr. Heimwitz is standing there in red flannels at... He doesn't exactly look like a schoolboy at this stage in the game. Mr. Tarshis, what do you do out here?
I'm a...
We're off in a cloud of dust. I think that was Mrs. Williams who just found her first needle. Keep right on looking. We'll be over to award the prize. What did you say you did, Mr. Tarshis?
It wasn't me talking. That was the lady.
Mrs. Jacobson has found a needle. Ring it real loud, Mrs. Jacobson, when you find a needle. That's the girl. What did you say you did now?
I also attend school.
What kind of school do you go to?
Radio school.
Well, you got a couple of radio school members here standing before us in these red flannel underwear. Well, now, fellas, I believe you said before we went on the air that you had ambitions when you were kids to grow up to be firemen. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, the Take It From There department for helping people realize their childhood ambitions is going to make your dreams come true, you see. We're going to make you both firemen. Would you like that, Mr. Tarshis?
I'm beginning to wonder.
Oh, how about you, Mr. Heimwartz?
Oh, I don't know.
Tarshis and Heimwartz. Now, there's a great name for a firm, don't you think? Well, I'll tell you, firemen, we want you to go to those two cots over there and lie down in your red flannel underwear. Now, you are to imagine that it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're fast asleep. Now, when the fire alarm sounds, you wake up. You climb out of bed, you put on your trousers, your raincoats, and your fire helmets, all of which are beside the cots over there. Now then, you're ready to go to the fire. Now, fellas, I think we'll need a fire about here, so let's place one over here on the other side of the stage. Here it is. It's a great big candle. It's all lit, you think? All right, that's quite a fire, don't you think, fellas?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, you have a hot time with that.
Yeah, all fine. He makes puns yet. We ought to have a hot time with that. Well, we're going to have to make you the boys put the fire out. So we put a fire extinguisher by the side of each bed. Now, when you get dressed, you grab the fire extinguisher and race for the candle. The first one to get fully dressed and put out the fire will receive a beautiful prize. You understand that, fellas? Remember, you've got to get fully dressed over there. Put your clothes on over your red flannel underwear. Now, when you hear the sound of the fire alarm, that's the time to take it from there. All set? Okay, Tiny Lamb, ring the bell and let's have the fire alarm go off. There they go, the two boys in their red flannel underwear. They're sleeping over there on the side. There goes the fire bell, fellas, out of bed. And there they go, out of bed. Mr. Heimwitz is doing all right, and so is Mr. Tarshis. They're both scrambling into their pants. They're having a difficult time of it, but holy smokes, Mr. Tarshis can't get his second leg through. But Mr. Heimwitz is in good shape. He hasn't got his pants buttoned at this stage in the game, though, but he's getting into that rubber coat. Here comes the big fire helmet. He grabs his fire extinguisher. He's running across the stage. He's on the top. Oh, and there goes the candle. Oh, so wonderful. Come on over here, Mr. Heimwitz. Mr. Tarshis was our winner in the race. He's the guy. He can't get his pants all the way back up. Well, it looks like you're the best fireman, Mr. Tarshis.
You put out the flame, so we would like to make you a gift of a whole year's supply of those wonderful precision Persona razor blades and a genuine Kirsten pipe with matching cigarette holder. There they are. They're all for you. And to you, Mr. Heimworth, you tried nobly, so we would like to give you a handsome General Electric alarm clock that will automatically turn your radio on for you whenever you want it set. And by the way, be sure to set it for Take It From There. All right, here comes the... Oh, here, I see Mrs. Jacobson right behind us. Oh, and she's found the gold needle at this stage. And Mrs. Jacobson, for finding the gold needle, here is $25 in cash just for you. Now, we're also going to give you another prize because that is the second needle you found. You have a prize that's due you for finding the first silver needle. And for that prize, Mrs. Jacobson, a Sun-Kissed electric juicer. There it is. And I see that Mrs. Williams has also found one needle, so we will award her one prize. For your first prize, Mrs. Williams, a gleaming electric super broiler. It's all yours. Keep on looking. We'll be back to award more prizes. Mike, now I'd like to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Ed and Peggy Rudloff. Mr. and Mrs. Rudloff. And where are you from, Mrs. Rudloff?
San Jose.
San Jose. Would you come in and talk a little bit closer to us?
Yeah, San Jose.
San Jose. And you're from San Jose, too. Were you both from San Jose? Did you grow up there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did you happen to meet Mr. Rudloff, Mrs. Rudloff?
Oh, we met in college.
You
San
met?
San Jose State.
Yeah, you. San Jose State. What was the school yell at San Jose State? I'd like to have you give the school yell just like you can do it. Just like you used to do it.
S-A-S-A-S-A-N-J-D-O-D-O-S-A-San-Jose-San-Jose-San-Jose-State-Raw-Raw.
Oh, you had to say it louder than that, didn't you? Oh, fine. That's it. Mrs. Jacobson is a little backward about ringing her bell when she finds the needle. Keep right on ringing it, Mrs. Jacobson. Don't worry. And you went to San Jose, too. What did you study there, Mr. Rudloff?
Physical education.
Are you a coach?
Oh, not yet.
You want to be a coach?
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, you know, I think we'd quite be able to reverse that little situation this evening in the coach department. You know, Mrs. Rudloff, there are a lot of men listening in tonight who don't know the first thing about handling babies. Oh, Mrs. Jacobson is going to town over there in the needle department. Well, perhaps you'd want to help them out with a little practical instruction on the proper care of infants. You think you can do that, Mrs. Rudloff?
Yes.
You have a youngster of your own, do you?
Yes.
Well, we'll soon find out how capable you are. What we want you to do is instruct your husband, who will serve as sort of a stand-in for all of our men listeners, you see. Does he know much about babies, Mrs. Rudloff?
No.
Is that right, Mr. Rudloff?
I think I know quite a bit about him.
I see. Who's right, Mrs. Rudloff?
I am.
I see. Well, Mrs. Rudloff, we don't want to have any live babies available at the moment, you see. For your course of instruction, do you think a doll would serve all right as a demonstrating model?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You go off stage and get your doll over there. Be thinking of what you're going to say. And incidentally, what we want to tell Mr. Rudloff and our listeners is how to get a reluctant baby to go to sleep. You see, that's the point we want to demonstrate. Okay, off you go, Mrs. Rudloff. We'll see you in a few minutes. Mrs. Rudloff is going off the stage. She's very lovely, a little blonde, wearing a very chic black dress. Now, she's off stage. Wonderful. Out of hearing. Well, good. Now, Mr. Rudloff, if you're going to follow her instructions, you see, you'll need a doll also. Won't you?
Yes, I will.
Well, what kind of a doll would you like to have, Mr. Rudloff? Well, would this one do? This one is just coming on stage right now. She's a lovely Carol girl. How do you like your doll, Mr. Rudloff?
I think he's pretty swell.
Would you like to be introduced?
I sure would.
Well, this is beautiful Earl Carroll girl, Miss Gloria Wilson. Would you mind describing to our air audience how Miss Wilson is dressed, Mr. Rudloff?
Miss Wilson...
Now, just take it right easy, Mr. Rudloff. Maybe we better say that she's dressed for her opening act at Earl Carroll's this evening. Okay, now, you go to the other side of the screen over here, you see, where your wife won't be able to see you. And now you follow her instructions. Now, she'll be talking about the doll. You'll be talking about Miss Wilson, you see. You think that you have the same thing as she does. So everything she says, she's doing to the toy doll, you do to the glamorous Earl Carroll girl, Gloria Wilson, you see. Okay, get over behind that screen.
There we go. Right now, get all set over there.
Now, let's bring Mrs. Rudloff back into the studio. We'll see how she's made out. Just take things easy over there, Mr. Rudloff, for a moment. Gee whiz, Mrs. Rudloff looks so lovely. Here she comes now. She has a wonderful little black-eyed doll with her. Mrs. Rudloff, I wonder if you stop right here. Welcome back. I see you have your little doll. It's a cute little thing, isn't it?
Yes.
And while you were gone, we decided Mr. Rudloff would need a doll also. So we gave him one, you see. And then we put him on the other side of the screen where he couldn't see you. Now, we want him to be able to follow your instruction. You do. You person in some chairs for the air audience who can't see us, you see.
Yes.
Now, are you sitting in your chair, Mr. Rudloff?
I sure am.
All right. Now, your doll refuses to go to sleep, Mrs. Rudloff, and we want you to take it from there. Come right over here to your chair. Now, what's the first procedure in putting your doll to sleep, your baby?
Well, the first thing is to hold this baby in your arms.
You hold the baby in your arms,
Yes.
I see.
You get your arm right around it.
You get your arm right around it.
Yes.
Have you got your arm right around it, Mr. Rudloff, now? She said that's the next thing, to get your arm right around it.
I've got it around.
I see.
Then make sure the baby's head is down.
Make sure the baby's head is down. Did you hear that, Mr. Rudloff?
So its eyes closed.
So its eyes closed, Mr. Rudloff.
And if you sing to it.
All right. Are you singing Rock-a-bye Baby?
Yes.
Well, why don't you sing to your doll Rock-a-bye Baby?
Rock-a-bye Baby on the treetop.
I see. Let's hear you sing to your doll, Mr. Rudloff. Rock-a-bye Baby.
Rock-a-bye baby on the treetop.
Well, Mr. Rudloff is doing so fine. You must have played with dolls like this before, Mr. Rudloff. Oh, gee. Well, your doll is so wonderful over there. Don't you think, then when the baby's asleep, kind of, don't you give the dog a big hug and maybe give it a great big kiss?
Oh, yes.
Well, fine. Mr. Rudloff, give the doll a big hug and a big kiss. Well, I'll tell you what we should do now. Let's pull that screen back so Mrs. Rudloff can see how well Mr. Rudloff has followed our instructions. He's doing very wonderful. Oh, he did a beautiful job all the way through. Mrs. Rudloff was so surprised when she saw Gloria Wilson as the doll over there. I think she did a wonderful job. What do you think now, Mrs. Rudloff?
Well, I don't know about this.
How about you, Mr. Rudloff?
Let's start again.
Come on, Mr. and Mrs. Rudloff. You know, you've been such wonderful sports. So for Mr. Rudloff, we want to give you, styled by Don Juan of Hollywood, three of those almost impossible to get white shirts. And they're all yours, Mr. Rudloff. And Mrs. Rudloff, to you, a half dozen pairs, six pairs of those gorgeous gossamer sheer Holly Vogue nylon. And our thanks to you, Gloria Wilson, for being such a beautiful Earl Carroll girl. Check with our haystack, ladies. We see so far that Mrs. Jacobson over there has found thus far five needles, including the gold needle. We've awarded her $25 for the gold needle. We've awarded her one prize. So Mrs. Jacobson now... Oh, Mrs. Williams, rather, just found another needle. Mrs. Jacobson now has three additional prizes to receive. For your second prize, Mrs. Jacobson, a glamorous full-color 8x10 photograph of yourself from John E. Reed, the studio of the stars. Your next prize, a four-piece set of that famous Club Aluminum. Now you can really get that full flavor in your cooking. And for your next prize, a beautiful Helene Curtis permanent wave, the wave that means so much for your hair. Now, Mrs. Williams has found an additional needle. She has another gift coming. And, Mrs. Williams, for you, a gorgeous bouquet of extra-long-stemmed chrysanthemums and a beautiful corsage designed for Take It From There by the Biltmore Flowers and Gifts of Los Angeles. And now it's time for everyone in our studio audience to participate and Take It From There. We want all of you to join us in singing that fine old favorite, My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. Yes, indeed, we're going to take a traveling mic out into the audience, and as soon as we spot someone who is putting everything he or she has into the song, we'll blow this little whistle. And then all of you in the audience stop singing, except the person facing the portable mic. Now, Dean Foster, give us that first chord on the organ, and let's take it from there. Wonderful. I'd like to meet that lady. Just a moment. Here she comes up on the stage now. She's short. She sounded so good, I think she really did a remarkable job. What's your name, please?
Eulalie Wilson.
Eulalie?
Eulalie.
Eulalie. Are you from the South, Miss Wilson?
Well, I'm almost a native daughter.
You are? A native Californian almost?
Pretty near.
What do you say almost for?
Because I started school here.
I see.
I came from Minnesota.
You came from Minnesota, too?
Yes.
Well, can you say 777,777?
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. You did a great job for singing for us. And for you, this gorgeous, genuine lizard purse. It's all yours, Eulalie.
Oh,
and thank you for coming to take it from there.
At the beginning of our program tonight, Mike Roy sent a member of our studio audience over to Tom Brenneman's to select what he thought was the silliest-looking hat in the restaurant. Then he was to try it on and wear it back to the studio, bringing the lady who owns the hat back with him if he could. We've just received word that he's arrived back at the studio, and
here he comes now!
Here comes Mr. Larson. Oh, he's really got a hat, too. I'll tell you that. Oh,
Mr. Larson, say it again. 777,777. Mr. Larson, you look like you really did all right over at Brenneman's. I don't wonder what's that. That's quite a hat you have on there. That's really a chapeau. I wonder if you could describe it for us.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty hard. It looks like it's a kind of a pillow with some ribbons and stuff and a bow on top of it.
That's one of those ridiculous hats. Gee whiz, we were pretty anxious to know what happened to you.
I got the hat on now. Mr. Larson gave it to me.
Well, Mr. Larson, just what happened when you went over to Brenneman's Beanery?
Well, I went over and I looked around, and all of a sudden I saw this nice-looking young lady sitting at a table all by herself.
Uh-huh.
And the hat kind of attracted my attention, so I was had nerve enough to go over and ask her if I could take inside her hat.
Would you mind introducing her to us?
I didn't get her.
You mean she came and you didn't? Oh, Mr. Larson, say 777,777. We're off of the cloud of dust. Well, gee, I think you really did a job. What did Mr. Larson say to you when he asked you about if he could try on your hat?
Well, he just asked me if I would mind if coming over to the studio with him. He said that he was on a contest and he was supposed to pick the nicest hat. So mine was the nicest.
I see. And what's your name, please?
Mrs. Thomas, Hallie Thomas.
Well, Mrs. Thomas, for you, believe it or not, this beautiful baked leather manicure kit from Zuni, the new Hollywood nail enamel. It's all yours for being such a grand sport. And to you, Mr. Larson, a handsome 17-jewel Gruen very thin wristwatch, America's Precision Watch, a product of the Gruen Watch. All right. Well, that just about does it for this week, friends. We see that Mrs. Jacobson has found 5 needles and Mrs. Williams but 2. Mrs. Jacobson wins the grand prize. The grand prize, Mrs. Jacobson, a handsome Philco radio. It's all yours. Till next week, this is your blue-eyed boy, rugged Michael Roy, protecting arm and guiding light of the working girl, saying, thanking you for helping us take it from there.
Jacobson the marriage featured Mike Roy, Master of Ceremonies, and is written and produced by Harfield Wheaton. This is John Milton Kennedy speaking. Join us at this time on most of these ABC stations next week when once again from our Hollywood studios, we'll take it from there. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.